The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
5 seconds remaining in the game. Sharks have it. They try to center it. It's off the stick of Wenberg. He grabs it in the corner. He throws it back to the point to Granlund. Granlund holding onto it. Back to Wenberg, far side. Back to Granlund. Tips to Celebrini. He makes the move at the near side. Throws it toward the net. Save made. Binnington. 20 seconds to play in the third. What's Celebrini going to do with it? Behind the back, pass goes across. Wenberg now gets it over to Granlund. Granlund now far side to Wenberg. Wenberg holds it. Wenberg shoots it. He scores! 8.8 seconds remaining in the game, and Alex Wenberg does it again. He ties the game in St. Louis with 8.8 seconds to go. It's all even, 2-2. Okay, so it all comes down to one opportunity, and it's going to be William Eklund who steps onto the ice. He must score to keep the shootout alive. If he is stopped by Binnington or if he misses, the Blues will win this game, and the Sharks will have to settle for 1 point. San Jose is 0-3 in the shootout so far this year. Time for William Eklund to get one here. Willie Eklund, stick handling in, weaving to his left, coming right down the middle, coming out is Binnington. Eklund waits, shoots, and stop! So Binnington makes the save that he had to. The Sharks giving Askarov a tap on the pads as he skates off quickly. And the Blues will win this game by the score of 3-2 in a shootout. But once again, the Sharks fight back and earn themselves a point. And that's how it all ends here in St. Louis. The Blues are 2-0 against the Sharks, but San Jose has 2 points in two games.
Yeah, it's obviously an important part of the 6-on-5 and in crucial situations. But I think the more important part of the whole 6-on-5 was his effort to come back and save the game. So that's more, for me, was that type of effort by him and Granlund when they had a chance to put it in the empty net, and they're, you know, competing as hard as they possibly can to stay alive in this game.
All right, good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? It is Friday, the 22nd of November, one day before the Jumbo Night at the Tank, where we honor one of the all-time legends in the San Jose Sharks franchise history. And the San Jose Sharks right now are trying to be legendary in their own way by simply refusing to die in games and come back and earn points. And I got to say, it is really, really fun to watch this team not be a perfect team in any form, but just continue to fight their way back into competitiveness, fight their way back into games, never quit. And I think that one of the things that I talked about with the Sharks over the last couple of years was the fact that their hard work was often not rewarded, that they were, you know, putting in the effort in these games, but it didn't turn out into points oftentimes. And I think that that can lead to, I don't know if cognitive dissonance is the right word, but just a level of frustration that I'm sure nobody wanted to be dealing with. But when we watch the Sharks right now, their hard work is turning into things. Their hard work is turning into points. It's turning into wins sometimes. It's turning into a feeling that things are getting turned around for the San Jose Sharks. And yes, last night was not their best game of the season at all. They were slow out of the gate. They gave up a goal 11 seconds in, the fastest goal of the NHL season up to this point. That was not the debut that Askarov wanted, but you know, after that, they really, really settled in and gave themselves a chance. And I think that compared to seasons prior, that's what you're looking for. Give yourself a chance in all these games, and that's what the Sharks are doing. That's what they're continuing to be able to do in games, is they're not letting the opposition get away, even if they're trailing, and they're giving themselves a chance late. Even in Dallas, if it turned into a 5-2 loss by way of two empty netters, that's a one-goal game late where they have an opportunity. And in last night's game, the second night of a back-to-back on the road, of which they've had a busy schedule, I think they are tied for most games played in the NHL right now, you know, they went out there and had a performance that was good enough to give themselves a chance when all was said and done. Taking it to a shootout on the road on the second night of a back-to-back, even if you don't walk away with 2 points, I don't think anybody's going to be upset with that. Like, yes, you'd rather win every single time, but, you know, I don't think anybody's walking away thinking that, okay, this is, you know, the flawed Sharks team of, you know, previous seasons. This is a team that is clearly striving for better play improvement. They are looking like a better team every single time they take the ice. And it's maybe not always linear, but they are giving themselves chances. And I think that, you know, the next step for this team is to consistently win these games. But I also think that they've been on the road a whole lot already. So, you know, getting more home games under their belt. Now they're home for, I think, 4 off the top of my head. But, you know, let's see what they can do at home. Can they get some wins? Can they give themselves a little bit of momentum here? Because I think that's what you're always looking for, is that, you know, that momentum to carry over from one game to the next. And it's been very hard for San Jose. Not only have they been on the road a lot, it's been back-to-backs. It's been, you know, short travel, short turnaround. It's not been easy for San Jose. But, you know, you look at the effort overall, and there's two plays in last night's game that I think everybody really focuses in on, and that's Macklin Celebrini working back to break up an empty net opportunity. And we talked about his compete level, and we talked about how just, you know, his desire to win. That type of play does not happen by accident. That is him, you know, just putting it all on the line, diving, giving everything he has to give his team a chance. And, you know, obviously that could go a different way. And if he dives and doesn't get there, it's just a nice effort to see. But he still did it. You know, he still got his stick in there and knocked the puck away. And then you go back to the other side of this, and there's Mikael Granlund racing down the opposite end to win the puck back. I mean, these are just effort plays that are paying off in a way that we did not see previously with the San Jose Sharks the last couple of seasons. And yes, there's more talent on this roster. And yes, they are, you know, coming out of the teardown and now actively in the rebuild, which I think there are two definitive ways of looking at that and two, you know, very different aspects of franchise history of what you're going through. But, you know, right now, San Jose continues to just impress overall. I think everyone is watching these games and thinking they're excited for San Jose late if they have, you know, if they've given themselves a chance, if they're in one goal. You know, I can't think of any game as of late other than the game against the Wild where they haven't been in it. I mean, they beat the Devils 1-0. They lost in a shootout to Philadelphia. They lost by 1 to the Rangers. They lost in a shootout to the Pens. They won in overtime against Detroit. They gave themselves a chance in that game against Dallas. They were, you know, it was a one-goal game late that turned into two empty netters to make it, you know, instead of 3-2, 5-2. And then last night they go to a shootout once again. And yes, you would like to take steps forward so that they are not just always in these one-goal games. I think that at some point we would like the San Jose Sharks to register what we would call a comfortable win, but it's never that easy, right? Like, they're never just going to be, you know, one day a team that's slaughtering other teams 5-2, 6-2, 7-1. That's a ways off. They're going to need more roster. I mean, they might get one like that this year. I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibilities, but that's just not where they are right now. But where they are right now is a team that is very hard to play against, whether you're a tough team like Dallas, whether you're a team trying to figure its way through the season like St. Louis. I think that, you know, the Rangers and Pittsburgh and Detroit would tell you that the Sharks are a good team. Same story with New Jersey and Philadelphia. I think Buffalo knows they're in for a tough challenge coming up in this game. So it's all part of the fun right now for San Jose. And I think, you know, we'll get into more of this later. But, you know, in the post-game press conferences, Alex Wenberg has a smile. And you've seen, you know, Macklin Celebrini, he got a game-winning goal. And he had a little bit more of a smile in the post-game a couple nights ago against Detroit. And, you know, these are the things you're hoping to see. You want to see the guys having a good time. Going back to the era that Jumbo was most tied to, you saw so much of the good times in that period where Jumbo was smiling, where Patty was smiling, where Pavelski was smiling, where Logan was smiling, Tomas Hertl was fun, must be always. There was a joy to the San Jose Sharks, and I think that to me is just the most impressive thing. Even Erik Karlsson, when he came in, he was having fun. You know, obviously the team started to take a downturn not too long thereafter, but, you know, there was a joy about the San Jose Sharks that kind of got taken away with all the losing, and you feel just a little bit of the snippets of that. You feel the guys starting to have more fun out there, and I think that's also due to the confidence that's building right now. They are feeling confident in games, because whether it's the defense giving themselves a chance, whether it is the offense, which is always going to be, you know, their 6-on-5 late in the game as of late, or whether it's their netminding, because Mackenzie Blackwood has been phenomenal. Vitek Vanacek has been phenomenal. And last night, Yaroslav Askarov, in his Sharks debut, he was phenomenal as well. Yes, you let in a goal 11 seconds into the game, the fastest in the NHL year. That is a baptism by fire. Like, welcome to the San Jose Sharks, kid. How are you going to respond? And you know what? He did respond. You know, the second goal that he did let in, I can't completely blame on him. There's bodies in front of him. It's a hard situation. But, you know, giving up two goals on the road in your debut for a team when you've only played in three other NHL games, yeah, I'm going to take that every single time. And he made a number of plays where he was, you know, just doing the splits and showing off all his crazy athleticism and reaction time that we've been talking about. And that's the fun part about the San Jose Sharks right now. We have, you know, those of us on the media side of things or working for the team as myself have been able to see the Macklin Celebrinis in the, you know, the development camp or training camp or Will Smith, you know, in the same extent we watch them away from what would be the normal designated time of the NHL regular season. And I've been able to watch Yaroslav Askarov with the Barracuda, and I've, you know, been saying time and time again, this guy is the real deal. He lives up to the hype. But you're seeing that with Macklin Celebrini. You're seeing, you know, flashes of that with Will Smith. And to watch these guys show this ability so young in their NHL career, it's indicative to me that Mike Greer's plan is, I don't know if the right one is the right term for this, because there's many different ways, but he's going down a path that he believes in. He's making moves. He's making trades. He's acquiring guys. He's, you know, collecting capital, draft capital specifically. He's giving this team a chance to be that team that has the good farm system, that has the top quality players coming in. You know, this was a 2-year turnaround, which had a lot of pain involved. I'm not going to deny that. But in very short order, with trades of Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns and Timo Meier and Tomas Hertl, you know, he's been able to turn this team with, you know, not high prospects a couple years ago into one of the best, you know, farm systems in the NHL in terms of their prospects. And we're seeing the results now. Like, we are actually seeing these moves, these painful trades in many instances. I mean, come on, guys. Nobody wanted to say goodbye to Brent Burns or Timo Meier or Tomas Hertl. You know, these were not the things that people wanted to do. Like, I mean, everyone was, you know, watching the Sharks get rid of high-level talent and thinking, boy, what if this doesn't pay off? Well, it feels like it's starting to pay off. And I know it's a long road. It's going to take a while before the San Jose Sharks are back into that contending window. But, you know, right now they are showing the signs of life that I think you hope to see. They are showing what they want to be. They're a competitive, hard-nosed team. And I think that's something that Mike Greer has doubled down on time and time again, saying that he wants the Sharks to be a team that's difficult to play against. And, you know, if you would ask any team that they've played since the 28th of October, ask Vancouver, Columbus. Well, you know, maybe the only game where they've not really been in it since that point is the Minnesota game. And Minnesota's been great up to this point of the season. But every other game since that point, they've given themselves a chance. They've been tough to play against. They are looking like a team that has a great amount of desire, and they're giving themselves a chance to continue to stay in. I don't know if the hunt is the right term, because, you know, I'm not expecting San Jose to be in the playoffs this year. But I think they want to prove everyone wrong just in terms of their overall standings when this season comes to a close. And now, you know, they come home for four in a row: Buffalo, LA, Ottawa, and Seattle. And then they quickly turn around and go back to Seattle on the next day, the 30th. But, you know, that's four games at home. Then you go out on the road for six, and it's a difficult schedule. But I feel like this means there's going to be a lot of home games in the second half of the season, and it'll give the Sharks a chance to kind of, you know, just show everybody that they can hang around and fight. But it's going to be a tough road trip after this homestand at Seattle, at Washington, at Tampa, at Florida, at Carolina, against St. Louis. You know, that's going to be six difficult games. But let's see how they handle it. Let's see where they are at the end of that road trip. And then they're home for three: Utah, Winnipeg, Colorado, then quickly on the road against Edmonton and Vancouver, a trip up north, and then they're home for three. You know, it's going to be Vegas, Calgary, Philadelphia, and that'll take us into the new year. But, you know, right now, San Jose is fun to watch. Everybody is having a fun time watching the San Jose Sharks. And I think that's refreshing, because I look forward to every game. There's never been a game where I've said, like, I don't want to watch the San Jose Sharks. But last year, there were times when they were playing poorly where you're like, ugh, this could get a little bit ugly tonight. And there still might be ugly games this year. But, you know, right now it's very intriguing. It's like, hey, what are the Sharks going to do tonight? Are they going to give themselves a chance? Are they going to get a point? Are they going to get a win? What is Macklin Celebrini and his unbelievable compete going to do? Is he going to win, you know, face-off after face-off in six-on-five situations and help the Sharks, you know, control the possession to try and get a, you know, another point out of this game? And Macklin Celebrini, I believe, had 2 points last night. So credit to him. He continues to roll up the points and the goals. And Alex Wennberg, or as I like to call him, Alex Winberg, because he's had some big goals up to this point, but he had a great performance last night. He's got a great shot. And I think that's the thing right now with San Jose is they need to be more aggressive on the power play. They need to be more aggressive with their offensive game overall, need to put pucks on net and just give themselves, you know, a little bit more of a pass to shoot. You know, just say, hey, it might not be the best shot in the world, but put it on frame, see what happens. That's my main beef with San Jose right now, because they have rectified a lot of the issues that we've seen. Yes, there's still things they can be cleaner with, but last night, you know, despite the tired legs, they were still able to make their, you know, breakouts and, you know, zone entries a little bit cleaner. They did not turn the puck over the same way. That was a quick one-game rectification, barely even 24 hours, right? Or not even. It was a 4 o'clock start in both games or 5 o'clock start in both games. So they're doing the small things. They're giving themselves the opportunity to get back into these games. But, you know, you want to see them, you know, get more shots on net and not have to be in these situations where they're down by a goal late. The next situation, and I also credit the Sharks for being able to manage the game and not get behind by multiple goals, but the next situation for San Jose is to be able to take control of a game early on, give themselves a lead, and control the game. You know, it's almost impossible to play a complete 60 game. But I do think that that's the next step for San Jose is get up by a goal or two and then just hold on to that buffer. Don't let the other team get back into it. You're going to do that by shot volume. Shot volume is going to lead to greater ozone time if you pick up some rebounds. A greater ozone time is going to mean tired legs on the opposition from the defending they're going to have to do. And that's going to give you a little bit more freedom out there on the ice. I know that it's obviously a lot more complicated than that, but these are very basic things that we can break down with San Jose and talk about what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. And in last night's game, I didn't see quote-unquote much they were doing wrong other than the shot volume. And there were some tired legs out there, which is fair. They have been very busy. Like I said, I believe they're tied for the most games played in the NHL up to this point. San Jose has now played 22 games, and I think that is more than just about everyone else. Jersey's played 22, and San Jose has played 22. That's it. A couple other teams have played 20 and 21, but you know, a team like Vancouver's only played 18. You know, all right, so San Jose has been busy. All right, let's get into a little bit of the highlights from last night. Starting off with a goal 11 seconds into the game.
We are underway with a faceoff at center. It's dumped into the offensive zone. And right away, Askarov handles the puck. He gave it away. It's in front of the goal, and the Blues score. Well, that's not exactly the way that Yaroslav Askarov wrote the script. Nathan Walker out in front of the net should be getting credit for this goal. Askarov just came out of the net behind the goal on the dump in, tried to flip it up the right wing boards, and it got knocked down there by Radek Foxa. He centered it in front, and Walker at the edge of the crease just jammed it in just as Askarov was arriving back on the scene. And it's 1-0 St. Louis on a play that's almost inexplicable.
So not exactly the start to the game that you want. You're down 0-1, 11 seconds in, and your franchise goalie just makes a mistake off the bat to get things going. But you know what? The San Jose Sharks responded. 8:23 of the first, Alex Wennberg gets another goal.
Eklund turns to his left away from Suter. Then he spins to his right to give himself space. Tossed it back to the point men. Granlund exchanges now with Celebrini. He crisscrosses with him. Granlund moves to the left wing boards. Cuts down low to the left wing corner. He moves behind the net. He feeds it in front. The quick shot. Score! Alex Wennberg jammed at the puck, and it trickled past Bennington. And that's a huge goal for the Sharks to tie this game 1-1. And it is a power play goal.
So a nice response from San Jose, but at that point of the game, things just kind of settled into a lull. You just saw, you know, low shot volume from San Jose. Not really an open game, not really a tight game, just kind of teams that looked a little bit tired at that point. And, you know, you could understand it, obviously, from San Jose's perspective as they were on the second night of a back-to-back. And the St. Louis Blues were coming off a loss against the Wild, who were a tough team to play against two nights prior, but but not much was happening. Some nice saves from Yaroslav Askarov, and then you got a goal kind of out of nowhere from St. Louis.
The Sharks able to grab the puck, lifted out by Granlund, and it's all the way down to the St. Louis line, well short of icing. San Jose will get a quick change here, but St. Louis will try to take advantage. Thomas across the Sharks line. Drop pass near boards. Here comes Joseph to the slot. Tip score! Jordan Kyrou was in the slot, and P.O. Joseph, the defenseman, took that little handoff, walked down the wing, and just threw it toward the net. But Jordan Kyrou in front of the goal gets a piece of it, and the Blues take a 2-1 lead.
So not exactly ideal at this point, but after that it was just more lull from San Jose until it got late, until San Jose had to fight their way back into the game, 6-on-5, pulling the goalie. You get great opportunities from Macklin Celebrini as he's winning faceoffs. And then, you know, from Celebrini and Granlund, you find a Alex Wennberg again to give the Sharks a chance, earn a point, send it to overtime.
35 seconds remaining in the game. Sharks have it. They try to center it. It's off the stick of Wennberg. He grabs it in the corner. He throws it back to the point to Granlund. Granlund holding onto it. Back to Wennberg, far side. Back to Granlund. Tips to Celebrini. He makes the move at the near side. Throws it toward the net. Save made. Binnington. 20 seconds to play in the third. What's Celebrini going to do with it? Behind the back, pass goes across. Wennberg now gets it over to Granlund. Granlund now far side to Wennberg. Wennberg holds it. Wennberg shoots it. He scores! 8.8 seconds remaining in the game, and Alex Wennberg does it again. He ties the game in St. Louis with 8.8 seconds to go. It's all even, 2-2.
And I think the funniest part about that for me is that I was in no way surprised. I just kind of said, yep, that's the San Jose Sharks right now. They're going to go until the end. It's the never say die mentality. And then when they get their opportunity, they're able to take advantage of it. Suddenly, 8 seconds left, 2-2. You've earned a point. You're going overtime. And I don't love the overtimes usually, but last night's was pretty entertaining. Shootout, though, once again, San Jose 0-4 now on the shootout on the year as the Blues walked away with the win.
Okay. So it all comes down to one opportunity, and it's going to be William Eklund who steps onto the ice. He must score to keep the shootout alive. If he is stopped by Binnington or if he misses, the Blues will win this game and the Sharks will have to settle for 1 point. San Jose is 0-3 in the shootout so far this year. Time for William Eklund to get one here. Willie Eklund, stick handling in, weaving to his left, coming right down the middle, coming out as Binnington. Eklund waits, shoots, and stop! So Binnington makes the save that he had to. The Sharks giving Askarov a tap on the pads as he skates off quickly. And the Blues will win this game by the score of 3-2 in a shootout. But once again, the Sharks fight back and earn themselves a point. And that's how it all ends here in St. Louis. The Blues are 2-0 against the Sharks, but San Jose has 2 points in two games.
And that's a good qualifier from Dan there at the end to talk about the fact that San Jose in two games against St. Louis has walked away with a point out of each game. And again, these are the things that we talk about this year that were simply not part of the narrative a year ago. Just like, you know, early on last year, we didn't know what Mikael Granlund was going to be turned into because he was hurt. The team did not know that Fabian Zetterlund was going to be as good as he was. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith weren't part of the conversation, nor was Alex Wennberg. You didn't know what Mackenzie Blackwood was going to turn into, although his first ever performance against Colorado last year for the Sharks was pretty impressive. But, you know, this team is just, it's different, guys. Right now, the fun they're having, the vibes, it's just, it's a great watch. And I think that's what's great about it is you're excited for the next game against Buffalo. What are the Sharks going to do? And I'm excited to see how they respond emotionally on a big night for their, you know, celebrating jumbo. All right, let's get into some of this post-game reaction. Let's hear from the head coach, Ryan Warsofsky. He was asked about the team's drive, desire, and heart shown in games as of late.
Yeah, I think we've come to believe that and come to feel that and understand that we're never going to give up. We can come back from any deficit, you know, and we've done a good job of that this year. There's obviously some areas in our game that can need to continue to improve, but I give a lot of credit to the group in there to stick together. We've been through a lot. The first 22 games, even this last, you know, 2.5 weeks with the travel, the time change, a difference, you know, we haven't practiced much. So you could kind of see the, you know, the not like the, the execution was a little bit lower the last couple of games. I think more the fatigue kind of set in a little bit.
Which I think was obvious to see, especially in last night's game. The Sharks' legs looked tired, but they were still able to manage the game. They have a talent level now that was not there previously, and they were still able to keep themselves within striking distance, and that's what they did do. And a big part of staying within striking distance was the play from Jaroslav Askarov, who only gave up two goals on the road on the second night of a back-to-back. That is a performance that gives your team an opportunity. This is what Warzo had to say.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Made some huge saves, looked calm in the net. Obviously, he's quick with his feet, can move the puck. But he was good tonight, gave us a chance to win a hockey game.
And I think that's the goal for San Jose right now, more so than just outright winning, because it's hard for San Jose to win games right now, but give yourself a chance. Like, they're not a team that's going to win 5 out of 6, 7 out of, 10, or go 7-2-1 or something to that effect. They might, but I think it's mostly about, hey, guys, give yourselves a chance. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Don't be your worst enemy. Rectify the mistakes we've made in previous games. If we do that, we'll see things trending in the right direction. And I think ultimately San Jose is seeing things trend in the right direction. It's obviously not going to happen overnight, but we're watching the play game after game after game look relatively encouraging. And I think that that's the biggest part of this right now, is that after each game, I think there is a level of encouragement as opposed to discouragement that exists now compared to what was previously the norm. And that's something that will lead to the good times, the good attitudes, and just the good vibes that we're seeing from San Jose. Orsovsky was also asked about what he would like to see the team improve. Sounded a little overwhelmed, but I think he gave a good answer.
Oh, man. There's a lot of areas we need to continue to improve on individually, collectively. But I think we can find ways to get more inside ice in the offensive zone and create more offense from our shots. You know, that's something that we'll talk about. And our neutral zone transition can be a little bit quicker at times. So we got to keep hitting on some things and getting towards our identity. But again, I got to give credit to the guys tonight.
Alex Wennberg spoke after the game. He was asked about, has he ever had a run of clutch goals like this previously in his career?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep track of that one. But I mean, obviously, it's nice to when the team needed to kind of like step up and then score the goals. But I mean, it's a full team effort. It's not one player. I mean, obviously, we're all working together and 6-on-5s. We have a game plan. So it's just a full team effort for sure.
And watching everybody contribute is also part of the fun. Like, yes, Wennberg, Macklin, Granlund, Askarov had big moments in this game, but, it's a team effort to not let the game get away from you when you're down, 11 seconds into the game and you're on the second night of a back-to-back. That takes everyone efforting out there on the ice. And again, I keep on coming back to the fact that San Jose's hard work is being rewarded. Macklin Celebrini, busting his tail to break up a puck. Mikhail Granlund coming back to, win a race to a puck. Those are the things that you need to see, because it just kind of springs belief in everyone else. And they see someone's hard work getting rewarded and they want to work that much harder themselves. It's a level of competitiveness that's bred in a positive way between all the other Sharks. And it's fun to watch. The fans are rewarded for their time and emotional investment in the team. And that's what San Jose is giving everyone right now. Like, I know it's crazy to talk about a team that's 6-11-5 as being a feel-good team right now, but they're ahead of Nashville, Chicago, and Montreal right now. They keep on garnering points in the majority of their games, and they are rewarding you when you watch. You are watching an entertaining product. And I think the guys are having fun. I think they feel good. I think, when you're watching Askarov with Mackenzie Blackwood kind of chatting it up, I think that's fun. When you're watching Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith giggling on the bench, that's fun. Those are the vibes. And I go back a couple years ago. It was during the pandemic. Sharks were playing Vegas, and I was there at SAP Center. And watching the two benches, San Jose's bench was very dull, very quiet, because obviously things were not trending in the right direction at that point. And then you looked at Vegas's bench, and those guys were chirping and laughing and, yelling and screaming, and they were having fun. The Sharks were not having fun. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. I don't think they were just, not having fun because they're not fun people. I guarantee that Erik Karlsson and Tomas Hertl and Timo Meier and Logan Couture, they all want to have fun. But it was just the difference of the dynamic, where San Jose had been through so many deep runs and they were trying to finally make that, that big stretch happen again and get back into things, and they weren't quite the team that they were. That was something that was evident. And, you saw the difference between Vegas having fun and San Jose, where it was just a quiet, kind of lifeless bench. And now San Jose's bench, the guys look like they're having fun during the games. You see them talking it up and chatting it up, and that's what you want to see. That sports are supposed to be fun and full of joy, and yes, it's serious, and you're working your tail off, and you're fighting for your career and your teammates and your fans, but you know, if guys are smiling, that's indicative of things going in the right direction. And then you get Yaroslav Askarov riffing in the post game, making fun of himself and being self-deprecating.
The first 11 seconds, that was probably the best play in my season so far. And after, after it was pretty good.
He was also asked what Mackenzie Blackwood was saying to him on the bench.
Just every time, like, but keep it going, great save, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, just be you.
Heard Drew talking about it in pregame yesterday. The San Jose Sharks, very much like the San Francisco Giants were back when they won their, you know, three titles in 5 years. Bruce Bochy let those guys be themselves. Right now, the San Jose Sharks are being themselves, and they're being rewarded with points. And it seems like it's going to be rewarding them with a lot more in the near future. All right, we're out of time. I will see you all Saturday. Get there at 11. Things start at noon. Oh, yeah, we're going to have some fun celebrating Joe Thornton. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.